Money, Riches, and Wealth is sponsored by the Financial Consulate.
Say you don't need no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
This is Drew Tignanelli here, Money, Riches, and Wealth. And I don't have a co-host, but I have a great guest with me tonight. And my guest tonight is Max Riemer. And Max is with the Quantum Group. Is that what it's called, right? Adam Smolin. And you're basically an insurance expert to financial advisors, right?
That is correct, yes.
And so anyway, I wanted to talk to Max because Max has helped us with many clients and in getting insurance, because you know we're not commissioned agents. We don't sell. We advise clients. We work on the power of the advice that we give clients. And so we're going out and finding the best insurance products for our clients that we can possibly find. And so we're constantly talking to property casualty brokers, commercial property casualty brokers, life insurance agents, people that can help our clients with different insurance products. And our job is to make sure that we find the best. So we're going to be a lot of times getting quotes from lots of different companies and saying, you know, Max, what do you have? Hey, Joe, what do you have? You know, let's see what you got. And then we're going to come in and we're going to say, okay, we're going to go with Max because his policy seems out is be doing the best for our clients. And so I find that a lot to be true with Max. And so that's why we wanted to have him on the show tonight, talk about the life insurance industry and what's going on with it. So, Max, it's great to have you tonight.
Yeah, it's great to be here, Drew. Thanks for having me.
So how long you been in the insurance industry as a whole?
Yeah, so technically 7 years.
Okay.
I started at Northwestern Mutual as an intern when I was a junior in college and haven't left the industry since.
Really? And so you're with Adam Smolin, and Adam's been around a fairly long time, about 20 years now, right?
Yeah, over 20 years.
Over 20 years. He's not as old as I am, but he's an older guy.
He is, but he doesn't look it.
Yeah. And so you just joined him, what, about 2 years ago?
Correct. Yep, September 2018.
So you were with Northwestern Mutual before that?
Yep.
So for what, 4 or 5 years?
4 or 5 years.
What made you leave Northwestern Mutual?
So, you know, Northwestern Mutual, it's a great company. I mean, it's one of the most financially sound companies in the world. What they do and how they train their advisors is more of a financial planning approach. And by that, I mean they're doing the investments, but they're also doing the insurance, you know, selling Northwestern Mutual products as well. And what I, you know, for me personally, I just wanted to specialize in something and have a niche. And for some reason at 25 years old, that was insurance over investments. So I just wanted to focus on insurance, and I couldn't necessarily do that at Northwestern Mutual, because if I wanted to be an insurance professional, I had to be agnostic. I couldn't just push proprietary products. I'm not saying that that's all Northwestern Mutual does, but I didn't want to have a company behind me. I wanted to be completely independent. And that's when I branched off. I had a relationship with Adam, who we just mentioned, and it was a perfect time where he was looking to bring on somebody, and I was looking to move my practice away from Northwestern Mutual, and it's been great so far.
So, you know, what you're doing is what I consider to be the penultimate of what financial planning should be. Okay, so take it from the medical professional. If I were a general practitioner of medicine, I need to be objective and give unbiased advice, and I need to not have a horse in the race when I'm giving advice. And then if the client needs something more technical, I need to bring an expert in who I can watch and work with, and there's a check and a balance between the two of us saying, hey, I need you to help with cardiology. And so the cardiologist would come in and they would work with the client and help, but the general practitioner would still be there overseeing the quarterback of the whole situation. And so you work with fee-only financial advisors like ourselves a lot.
Yes, all the time.
And matter of fact, some of the biggest fee-only financial advisory firms in Baltimore work with you guys.
That's correct.
And so you guys like that because the fee-only advisor's coming in and saying, hey, we have an issue here. This is how insurance works. We don't have a horse in the race. We're not trying to make any money off of you, but this is the advice you need. Now we're going to Max and saying, what do you think is the best solution to this? But I might be asking a couple other people too. And now you've got to come in and say, this is what I think. And now it's the advisor's turn to say, okay, Max has given us what we believe is the best deal. Let's work with Max.
Right. Yep. You're spot on.
And see, that's the beauty of the situation. Now, yeah. if I'm the advisor and I'm also saying, hey, you need an insurance policy, and boom, out of my back pocket, I bring the insurance policy. I don't think that's financial advice, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. And that's why I wanted to branch off of that model and just be that insurance expert. I mean, it was a perfect analogy with the cardiologist. If we want to compare, you know, having a heart attack to a complicated insurance need, you want to go to a cardiologist. You don't want to go to that general practitioner. Just
right.
Like if there's a specific complication within an insurance need, whether it's underwriting or death benefit amount, you want to go to that true expert. And that's the niche that Adam and I are trying to create in the marketplace to be a resource for advisors and quarterbacks like yourself.
Yeah. And so one of the keys we're going to start talking about in the next quarter of the show is one of the keys that you guys have is that you really work hard on the underwriting. And I don't think most clients understand how important underwriting is. I can't tell you how many times people come into my office with an insurance policy that's been poorly underwritten, mm-hmm. and now there's a black mark in this big computer database out there saying, this guy has been rated by this insurance company 10, 20 years ago.
It's the kiss of death.
And it is. And now, but a company like yours can help us in situations like that. So, you know, that's one of the things we're going to talk about when we come back. But right now, Adam, I got to take a pause with traffic, and we're going to be right back. Adam's, we're going to be right back with Matt. Max Reamer, and we're going to talk about insurance and how that works in the overall financial plan. So take it away, traffic. This is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth, and president of the Financial Consulate. Are you looking for a professional financial advisor that you can trust and help you through all stages of life? Having a team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs gives us the ability to help you prepare your tax return, strategize to help you minimize tax liability, help you visualize and reach your retirement goals, and help guide you in every other facet of personal financial planning. We demonstrate these abilities every Wednesday night on our radio show, Money, Riches, and Wealth. Have you been wanting a second opinion? Then consider our trademark service, the Financial Physical. We guarantee if you don't come away from your financial physical with a sense of immense value, then there will be absolutely no charge. Call 410-823-7283 to speak with me and the team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs. That is 410-823-SAVE or go online to financialphysical.com. That's financialphysical.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. And I'm here with Max Reamer. Yeah, that was a song. And I'm here with Max Reamer, and we're talking about life insurance. So, Max, the thing that drives me crazy about insurance agents normally is that, you know, I get a young couple come in. They've got some children. They're making good money. And they've got, you know, a whole life policy. And they've got a term policy, and they don't have enough insurance because somebody sold them into whole life policy, and they only had so much money to spend on insurance. And they use the story that this whole life policy is important to help to educate the children, and it's going to, you know, provide all this money in retirement. And I hear people even actually try to tell people it's better than a 401k plan. So what's your opinion?
Yeah, there's definitely a need, or I guess there's definitely a fit for whole life within a financial plan, but it's for those that are making a ton more money than a young couple just starting out. And my thought process is we want to make sure that we have the correct number for death benefit. And when we're working with younger folks, there's a death benefit need and there's also a budget. So, for example, let's say the death benefit need is $2 million and the budget is only $1,200 to spend annually. You want to make sure that you are getting that $2 million of death benefit in place first and foremost. So when I see the plans that you were talking about where you're having cheap term insurance and then expensive whole life, what they do is they use up the $1,200 budget and they split it between the whole life and the term. And instead of having the $2 million of death benefit that they need, they now only have $800,000 because most or half of that $1,200 of their annual budget is going towards this whole life policy that's building up a little bit of cash, and it's not very efficient for owning death benefit.
See, now that's interesting that you're telling this story because just about 9 or 10 years ago, I'd say it was probably 2007, so it was 12 years ago, I had a situation just like that. The person had about $500,000 of total insurance. They had some term, but they had a whole life policy, and it was costing them about $1,000 to $1,200 a year. And so I said, you know, this is ridiculous. You need more like $2 million worth of insurance. And so we bought a term policy and got rid of the whole life and bought a pure, dirt cheap term policy to take them out till when the children were well past the college education and so forth. Well, you know what? Unfortunately, the person actually passed away about 7 or 8 years later. And if that spouse would have had just that $500,000 of insurance, it would have been an absolute disaster. Not only would they had the social crises, but they would have now had a financial crisis at the same time. That $2 million has done incredible things to help them. And but that's what frustrates me so much about this industry, unfortunately. That's why I've enjoyed working with you and Adam.
Yeah. No question. Absolutely.
So, the first thing is that the industry has to come around to the point of giving good, solid advice without regards to how much money am I going to make? And you guys seem to do that. Why do you do that? Why does it not seem to be prevalent in the industry as a whole?
Yeah, that's a really great question. I know we joked about this before where centers of influences, so other estate planners, CPAs, fee-only financial advisors love us, but all the other insurance agents out there, they don't love us as much. And that's because we're coming in typically on the back end and presenting way more efficient options because we're going client first, commission last, as opposed to placing products commission first and client last.
Right.
So the reason why we do that is because we know if we do what's best for the client, more business has got to come out of that than trying to focus just on commission and not do the level of work that we're doing for our clients.
Well, you see, I also, you know, here's something else that frustrates me too, is that insurance agents know that they need a lawyer to do estate planning. So, you know, an insurance agent comes up with a client, and they know, okay, well, I'm going to refer this client to John Jones, the lawyer. Well, John Jones, the lawyer, doesn't know anything about insurance. But, you know, because the agent referred him, he's not going to take any risk of hurting that person's chance to sell a product. And the client ends up with a well-written estate plan, but an awful insurance product that cost them a lot more money than they should have, you know? It just frustrates the heck out of me sometimes, you know?
Absolutely.
Because I say to the lawyer all the time, did you ever think of competing that policy? Because I don't care who referred you to the client. That's an awful policy that they got, you know?
Yeah.
And sometime in the future, that client comes to me to do a general financial analysis on what's going on. And I say, you know, this policy, you know, here's the problems you got in this policy, you know?
Yeah, and I see it all the time. And the ironic thing is a lot of these estate planners are typically trustees for their client, so they have a fiduciary responsibility.
Yep.
And, you know, with this policy in either an ILAT or just their estate plan altogether, you're not really performing your fiduciary responsibilities.
And so now here's another one that frustrates me, okay? Yeah. Help me with this one. And I know you guys work on this too. So a client comes in and they've got a permanent insurance policy. That's what they were told.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Drew, this is my permanent insurance. This is my whole life insurance for the rest of my life. And I look at the policy and they're paying umpteen dollars. And I say, you got to get an in-service illustration on this because my feeling is that this policy is not permanent.
Yeah.
And if you hold this for another 10 or 12 years, all your cash value is going to disappear in here. And then they're going to come back to you and they're going to say, Mr. Jones, if you want to keep this policy going, you're going to have to send us a check for $18,000 or something ridiculous like that.
Right.
Most people don't realize that they don't necessarily have a policy that's permanent.
Yeah, absolutely. We see this all the time. And the main reasons is back in, I like to call it the Wild Wild West days, you know, 15, 20 years ago, if I was an insurance agent, I could sell my clients based upon an illustration that had no regulations. So I can show the policy performing with
12%.
12% interest rate. I mean, it's wild.
A variable policy, and they say, well, you're going to make 12, 13% on your portfolio, et cetera, et cetera. And therefore, you only have to pay $22 a month in this thing.
Exactly. I mean, it's too good to be true. So it was sold based upon that initial illustration. Let's call it, you know, for your example, 12%. And now it's only performing 5%. Well, what's happening is the policy is running out of cash value, which keeps it going on a permanent basis. So when you think that you have a quote-unquote permanent insurance policy and it really lapses at your age 70 and you're 62 right now, there's a big problem to be had. So as you said, it is such an easy solution where it's a two-minute call to the carrier. Get yourself an in-force illustration and see how that policy is going to perform. And there's ways that you could combat the inevitable of the death benefit lapsing by working with a professional like yourself, like myself, and you got to take that proactive approach.
Well, nowadays you also have a new feature out there. Maybe you don't need the insurance anymore, but now you've got this new concept of life settlement. Do you guys do much with life settlement?
Yeah.
And explain people what that is. You got about 40 seconds to
do that.
Okay,
so 40-second synopsis is a life settlement is if you have a life insurance policy that you don't want or need anymore. It's not necessarily the biggest win just to lapse it where you don't have to pay premium. You could actually shop it on the secondary market and somebody will pay you for that policy, which would be a lot more cost efficient than just not having to pay the premium out of pocket anymore.
So actually somebody will buy that policy from you and they could buy it for a lot of money. And
we're not talking Tony Soprano. We're talking about hedge funds, you know, the Berkshire Hathaways of the world. It's a very, very, it's a win-win-win.
That's right. It's not like somebody out there, you know, putting banana peels in your path, hoping that you fall down and break your neck.
Right.
These are professional insurance companies, et cetera, that are buying these policies as an investment, knowing that they're going to make a certain rate of return by buying these policies up.
Yeah. And they have so many in their portfolio now that, you know, they're giving tremendous life settlements. The life settlement market's great for sellers right now.
Anyway, so we're halfway through the show. We got to go to a traffic break again, and we're going to be right back. Max Ream, we're going to talk more about long-term care, disability, life insurance, and so forth. But right now, I got to take a pause with traffic. Take it away, traffic.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Pretty lady. See? Pretty woman. Say, pretty woman, what's the difference? What's the difference? You know, there's obviously a difference in your mind, but not in mine. Anyway, I'm here with Max Reamer, and Max is a insurance expert that works predominantly with fee-only financial advisors like ourselves, and he works with some of the biggest firms in all of Baltimore that are the fee-only advisors, and we believe that that's a great relationship. You get the quarterback that's working on a fee-only basis. He brings in the insurance expert who he knows is going to give his clients the best that they can possibly find, and one of those things, Max, is underwriting. You know, and I've found this to be true. You know, you get somebody. We just had a client, very difficult situation because he had a medical issue that was not your norm, and underwriters could freak out because of what it says it is. Because, you know, everybody thinks these underwriters really know. But a lot of times they're Google searching, aren't they?
Yeah, they're not doctors by any means. No.
They're going in and they're saying, what the heck is this? Yeah. Let's Google search this. Oh, wow, that doesn't look good.
Right. No, yeah, very accurate.
That doesn't look good. Let's rate this guy. Right. How many tables down can we rate him?
Yeah.
Look what Google says about him.
It's true. Sad but true.
Anyway, so we need somebody like yourself to go in there with the firepower to say, wait a minute, you know, are you giving them a fair shake? You know, let's really understand what this is, and let's really understand what the long-term risk is. And the underwriters, when they get a little sanity brought to them, they can really bring that cost down. So why don't you explain a little bit about underwriting and substandard and so forth, and how the client doesn't understand what's happening when that underwriter's looking at, when you go from preferred plus down to just standard, that's
huge
a big
difference.
Deal. You go from standard to table three or table B or D or whatever you want to call it, you know, that's a big deal.
Yeah. No, I'm glad we're touching on this because in my eyes, underwriting is the most important component to obtaining life insurance or whatever insurance you need where there's medical underwriting. Because what we're doing, you know, the 300,000 foot view of insurance is I want to leverage my premium to the insurance company that's going to pay me a benefit when I need it. And how that premium is determined is what type of risk are you to the carrier. So if you are a 300-pound smoker, your risk is very high, so you're going to be rated, which will skyrocket your premium, where your internal rate of return on that insurance contract is a lot less palatable than if you were a 25-year-old in perfect health that poses no risk to the insurance carrier. Your premiums are going to be next to nothing, which is going to drive the internal rate of return in that contract. So underwriting is the most important concept with insurance. And this is where we shine. Well, first and foremost, the first line of defense in underwriting is actually having integrity, so which doesn't run rampant in our industry, because how we are paid is on commission for premium. So, Drew, if you're getting insurance through me and you're really a standard rating, well, that premium's got to be more expensive than a preferred rating, which is going to put more money in my pocket because, again, my commission's coming from your first-year premium. So why would I want to try to kick teeth and fight for you to become preferred when I'm getting a commission on your standard premium rates?
Right.
So that's first and foremost. You got to have integrity. The second line of defense is leverage within the industry. So where we shine is we get carriers to give our clients underwriting ratings that others just simply can't, and that's based upon pure leverage. So a fun fact is every carrier has a retention limit, and a retention limit means their insurance policy that they're about to sell, if it's above the retention limit, has to go to reinsurance. So there's no wiggle room on their underwriting ratings. So let's say a carrier's retention limit is $10 million. We know that anything above that $10 million, we're not going to have any leverage swaying the underwriting rating because they have to go through reinsurance. But anything below that retention limit, they can make business concessions. So when you are going through the underwriting process, you need to make sure that your agent has leverage in the industry, where if you are that standard rating and it's below their retention limit, you need an agent that will kick teeth in and say, hey, I know that my client's technically a standard rating, but we have leverage because we give you so much business. We want to make that client, in this case, Drew, a preferred. And 9 times out of 10, they will do it if you have that leverage. So that's really where the key is, because that drives the internal rate of return in the contract by leveraging your mortality.
Absolutely, and that's an important point. And the other thing too is just to understand that company X might be really good with high cholesterol, whereas company Y might hate high cholesterol. You know, and no understanding just that simple concept, you might say, well, you know, higher cholesterol, we're going to go over here and talk to these guys because we know they understand that better, and I'm not going to have to beat their head in. They're not going to. They've already done the Google search to
right.
say that.
right. Yeah.
To say that high cholesterol isn't as much a monster. Well, these guys over here, we've tried to talk to them, but they just don't agree.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there's art and science to it. The science would be, you know, having that leverage. The art isn't just going to one carrier right off the bat. It's called informal underwriting, Drew. So what I mean by that is if you're about to get life insurance, we should informally underwrite you where we will take your medical records and it's totally confidential where the carriers, they don't see your name. They just see a male, whatever age you are, and your medical records. Again, no name associated with it. And out of 30 carriers, maybe two comes back preferred best and the rest are at standard. So right then and there, we know we're only going to apply to those two carriers that gave you a preferred best off the bat because there's not going to be any surprises.
Yeah, so now you just talked about something that the average listener out there doesn't understand how important that is that you just talked about.
It's everything.
It is everything because there is a big computer monster out there called the Medical Information Bureau, right?
Yeah.
And this big monster records every piece of medical information that's ever been submitted to you into an insurance company for life insurance or disability or long-term care or anything of that sort. And if you get rated, then that computer will know that and will record that for eternity that you apply for policies.
Yes, absolutely.
So what you did is you went in what's called an informal inquiry and saying, look this information over. This is not a formal application. Tell me what you're thinking. Now you know, okay, these guys haven't done their Google search yet. So get these guys out of here. I'm going over here to talk to these guys because they've pretty much given me a 99% probability I'm going to get preferred rating because I've given them all the information. They've looked at it. And unless there's some surprises come in, they're giving me a preferred rating. And I'm not going to have to tell this person that they're standard and they're going to be in the MIB forever, Medical Information Bureau forever.
Yeah, I can't stress that enough. We run into a client situation where the carrier said preferred based upon the informal inquiry, which you just said, but because they had a red flag in the MIB, we lose leverage now. So you want to make sure you're only formally applying to carriers that give you the best rating. And the best part about that is you don't need an exam. You don't need a formal application. It's literally one signature, a HIPAA signature, to have us access your medical records, and then we go from there. It's so benign. It's tremendous.
But it's critical. It's very critical. Right now, we got to take traffic pause, and we're going to be right back for the rest of the show, and we're going to tell people how to get in touch with Max. But right now, we got to take a pause with traffic. Take it away, traffic. This is Drew Tignanelli, president of the Financial Consulate and host of Money, Riches, and Wealth. So often a radio listener calls me saying, I've been listening to you for years and have been meaning to call. When they come in for their comprehensive financial physical, they say, I wish I had done this years ago. If you've been meaning to call and meet with us, then do not wait. Call now to learn more about our trademark financial physical. The financial physical is designed to be a comprehensive second opinion analyzing all your goals and objectives. Are you maximizing tax efficiencies? Will you be able to maintain your lifestyle in retirement? Is your portfolio properly allocated, or just a few of the many parts of the physical? The best part of our service is you get to see the final product before you decide if you want to pay for it. We do this to assure you we are not selling product, and we guarantee the physical to be truly beneficial. Do not wait any longer. Call 410-823-7283. That's 410-823-SAFE, or visit us online at financialphysical.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Do you know what song that is, Max?
I do not know.
Too bad. I do. And so we're here with Max Reamer, and I'm not going to tell him because
I definitely recognize it. I couldn't tell you the name and the artist, though.
Let's see if you know, Chris, for once.
Sure. Turtles, Happy Together.
Well, you see, you know, I don't think so. But anyway, I'm here with Max Reamer. Anyway, we're here talking about insurances. Max, you know, I think, you know, people get the point, our listeners get the point that, you know, when you're working with a fee-only advisor or you're working with an insurance expert who works with fee-only advisors and they want to do the best for clients, they're going to make sure that client gets the policy to get the insurance risk insured at the best cost possible. They're going to look at the underwriting and make sure the underwriting is thought out as best as possible. And, you know, and all these good things that companies like yours do. So if somebody's out there thinking, you know, I got to get insurance and so forth, how do they get in touch with you if they don't want to come to a comprehensive advisor like us? How do they just go directly to you?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I appreciate you asking it. Really, you can just look us up online at www.thequantumgroup.com. And it's as simple as just shooting me an email. My number's on there as well, and I'll be happy to be a resource for whoever.
Quantum, like quantum computers, quantum mechanics. This is high-tech stuff.
Quantum, you know, everything.
You're
yeah.
quantum, man, I tell you.
Right.
You guys
the
are
quantum
a,
realm.
Yeah. So it's www.quantumgroup.com, right?
Correct.
So, and it's Max Reamer. How do you spell your last name?
R-E-A-M-E-R.
Pretty simple. R-E-A-M-E-R.
Reamer. Just as it sounds.
Just as it sounds. So Max Reamer and the Quantum Group, www.quantumgroup.com. You want to look them up. And that's the type of people you need to talk to if you're looking to do an insurance product. You know, too often people think, you know, well, my, you know, John Doe, he's my property casualty agent and he does insurance. You know, I'm going to go talk to him. And, you know, I can't tell you, 90% of the people that come to us to do a financial analysis, Max, have bad, bad insurance products.
Yeah, no
unbelievably
question.
Bad.
And it's not even a matter of, hey, I'm looking to purchase new life insurance. It's, hey, I've had life insurance in my portfolio for 10 years, and my agent hasn't called me in 8. I just need a second pair of professional eyes to see what I have and does it make sense to keep it as is. And some of the times it's, you know what, you have $5 million of death benefit, especially with the new estate exemptions. You don't need any of it anymore. So we can advise you how best to unwrap your portfolio.
Or go to the life settlement market.
Yeah, exactly.
And that is an area that most people, again, don't understand how important this new concept is of taking your old policies that you don't need anymore and selling them in the life settlement market. Now, it's not as easy as I said. So, like, let's say, for example, you're 56 years of age and you have a term policy that's a 20-year term is going to end when you're 62.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't need it anymore. Your kids are grown. You're out of college. You've accumulated a lot of money. You got a pension. You got this. Your spouse is working. Whatever the case may be, you don't need the policy. That term policy is not going to be that easy to sell.
No, it's not going to be very attractive on the secondary market because they know that it's going to eventually lapse. There is a caveat to that, though. We have some clients. So really the rule of thumb in the life settlement realm is there needs to be a 15-year mortality window. And that's either if you're getting up there in age or if you have something with you, you know, from a medical standpoint. So if you're within that 15-year, you know, mortality window and you have a term policy that's about to expire, sometimes you can actually still sell that product and whoever purchases that product will go ahead and convert it into a permanent insurance contract.
Right.
And that's where, you know, there's still value to be had, where if it's a $1 million term policy and you thought it was a win just to let it lapse, where you don't have to pay the $500 a year in premium, you might get a couple hundred grand for that because even though it's term, they'll go ahead and convert it.
Yeah. But you don't, you know, again, it's got to be that they believe that there's going to be a payoff in a relatively short period of time.
Yeah, there needs to be an internal rate of return based upon the premiums that they're picking up versus the death benefit, which they're expecting to get, you know, in year X.
Right. And so, and that's a great point that, if you have somebody who does have a medical condition that might shorten their life expectancy, but would like to have some extra money, this could be a great way to get some.
We see it all the time.
Yeah. I could tell some good stories on that also. So anyway, so we've talked predominantly life insurance tonight. Mm-hmm. We only have about 4 minutes left. But you also do long-term care.
Yes.
You also do disability insurance. And both of those are, in my opinion, long-term care agents. I got to admit this, okay? I'm going to say it.
Go ahead.
I'm just going to say it. Everyone knows who I am. Everybody knows. Nobody irritates me more than long-term care insurance agents. Period. End of the story. They've got more statistics that are misleading and more statistics that are more stories that are designed to just scare people to sign the bottom line of a long-term care policy. Now, I understand wholeheartedly that long-term care is a very serious risk, and people need to be thinking about that serious risk and how much are they willing to do and put out to ensure that. But the way insurance agents sell it and talk about it is designed to invoke nothing more than fear in people. And I'd prefer to see them educated.
That's a great point. I was just going to get to that. So it's less of a sale versus an education saying, hey, this is what you're looking for. Let me educate you on how to best obtain that benefit, because the long-term care market, the landscape has changed dramatically. There's different ways to own long-term care as opposed to just the traditional long-term care policy, which is what we educate our clients on, saying, hey, here are your three options on how to own this long-term care. Here are the pros and cons of each. And based upon that, these sets of facts, what's most attractive to you, client? And then that's where the quote-unquote sales comes in after the education part is over.
Yeah, it's very important that the client in this realm understand that everybody needs a long-term care strategy.
Mm-hmm.
What's the strategy I'm going to use to deal with this scenario if it were to occur? If I'm single or I'm married, how am I going to handle it? Are my children going to help? Am my spouse going to be able to help? What happens when they can no longer help and I need more serious care? How am I going to handle the cost? And am I willing to risk that it's not going to happen or it's not going to be long and so forth? Everybody needs a strategy. But
they
it doesn't
do.
Necessarily mean that you need to be buying a long-term care insurance product in each and every situation.
We have clients that self-insure for long-term care where their financial advisor, based upon their assets, knows that they can self-insure. It would be more efficient to not pay for a long-term care policy, and they have that part of the portfolio blocked off just, as a lockbox for long-term care expenses. So it's to each its own, and that's what we really do, is we customize the policy, or not even policy, the long-term care strategy for each client, because there's always a different scenario per client. Nothing's cookie cutter.
So I wanted to make it clear again to our listeners that insurance is not something that you should just, go and meet up with any agent. It's a lot more complicated than people like to make it out to be. And, that's why I enjoy working with guys like Max and Adam, and I appreciate what you guys do. So tell everyone again how they get in touch with you, Max.
Yeah, so it's thequantumgroup.com or www.tqgins, as in short for insurance.com. And you could see me on the associate's profile and reach out either via phone or email, and I'd be more than happy to be a resource.
Great. Max, I appreciate you being with us. Always when I have a great guest, the show flies by. So I appreciate your time, my friend.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is Drew Tignanelli saying God bless.
What I'd like to do to you, shower the people you love with love. Show them the way you feel. Things are gonna be much better.